In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What is a star like in the city? The driver's side flyer, which is a large, so many more, 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Cup night.
NBA Cup. Actually, it's Cup like. Is 6 o'clock noon? Is that night or is that a matinee? What do we consider that? Late afternoon? I know we've done this before. What do we call 6 o'clock? Is that night? I guess technically it's night, right? It's right at sunset.
Borderline.
At 6 o'clock, it's dark.
It's here. Evening, so it's night.
It's, I guess. Yeah, I think 5 o'clock's my cutoff. I'll allow it.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
It's called evening.
So question. At 6 o'clock, when you go outside, if it's dark.
Right.
You're going to call that evening?
I guess I'll allow it for tonight. But when it's not daylight savings time, then what? Summer conundrum. You know what I'm saying, dude? It's an early one. Anyway, you get that tonight. Coverage begins in the afternoon at 4:45, because that's afternoon. You can't trick me there. So our coverage begins in the afternoon for a night game.
Yeah, the coverage begins before, Crowder and Hawk.
Yeah, they get an easy breezy one today, those rat bastards.
Yeah.
Every one of these early games.
The only
games.
Time we ever got it was during the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was good. And then we went for that action at the Hard Rock. That was fun.
That was fun.
Hit my parlay that first day of the tournament. Didn't know any of those teams.
So much fun.
You know what it's like hitting gambling when you don't know anything? God, that's a great feeling.
That's called degeneracy.
Boop, 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 boop. Well, no. Actually, if I recall the story correctly, this was the degeneracy. We did a show Monday. Did we do it the Monday beforehand or maybe the week before?
Yeah, and like a Thursday before.
So I bet on a spring training game, and you said that was pure degeneracy. And yeah. I was like, no, dude, it's going to be fun. Yeah. We're going to bet on the Marlins spring training game. And I ended up pushing because it was a tie. I forgot there were ties in spring training.
Well, I mean, was Chunky 52 playing?
He was not playing. I don't believe he's on the roster anymore.
Oh, yeah, I wonder why. I wonder why.
But it wasn't one of our main guys. I didn't know who was pitching. And that ended up rolling over that $20. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to cash out $20. I'm just going to keep this puppy rolling. We're here at the kiosk. And I just threw that $20 on like a 16 parlay. All hit. I bet on Creighton. Never seen him play.
Creighton's always in the mix, right?
Always in the mix. And they got like, intangibles, dude.
Creighton, Gonzaga, St. Mary's.
Dougie Buckets is doing something with them.
St. Mary's.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know when tournament time comes around. You know the go-to teams.
Creighton, Gonzaga.
Yep.
There's some kind of Saint something.
There's Bonaventure.
Oh, yeah. The Fighting Woges.
No, it was the Bonnies.
The Bonnies.
And then this is the best time of year is, like, bowl season here because we used to ask Robbie what the mascots were.
Exactly. Exactly, dude. So let's get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Monday Night Football last night.
Hey, Alabama quarterbacks had a rough weekend.
Ew. Jalen Hurts.
He was throwing it to the... You know what's crazy? That it's unfortunate, but... That could have happened to anybody because they kept getting him with the same thing, dropping guys underneath.
Yeah.
So they either did it with a D lineman, a linebacker, or cover two. And I'll just give you a little insight. Cover two, when they were going to score, that cornerback is going to keep dropping underneath that honey pot, a honey hole, right? He's going to keep dropping back till something flashes in front of him. So that's why you need that flat guy to create that space. Without the flat guy, the corner just keeps backing up, and he got there.
Well, your former quarterback's a true maniac. This was him after the win.
There have been a lot of teams, and this is definitely, maybe the best feeling, just a wonderful, wonderful feeling of winning and thrill of victory. It's certainly in the discussion. I put in the discussion the birth of my seven children, my marriage, in the conversation. Just joyful, joyous.
You got and, seven kids?
The biblical definition of that is just overflowing
with quarterbacks,
with,
man.
With joy.
And then, you know what? I'm going to say this. I'm going to put it out there. We always talk about having a whole bunch of kids.
What's that? What does that mean?
You know what it means.
I don't know what it means.
Vlad. Having a whole bunch of kids. There's some folks.
I know what you're trying to
there's
say.
There's some folks out there that got some.
Oh, the intangibles get away with having so many kids.
Yeah, or. Baby mamas.
Yes, you guys get away with it.
I believe Jim Harbaugh does have multiple baby mamas.
Well, you see.
He does?
I think he has multiple wives, doesn't he?
No, I don't think so.
I thought I looked that up this morning because my wife actually.
And what about old God's gift to football?
Tim Tebow?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady has how many kids?
Oh, he has four.
No, but he has
four.
He has one. Yeah. He has one.
Oh, he has one with Bridget Moynihan, and
who,
she has.
Who he left while she was pregnant.
I do remember that.
Okay.
But that's different. That's Hollywood romance. That's a lie.
Is it?
Hollywood romance, yes.
Come on.
Well, speaking of.
If, Vlad, come on. You of all people?
No, listen. I'm not saying it's right.
Okay.
But when it's Hollywood, like when you talk about athletes and entertainers.
Right.
Like that. And then, yeah.
It happens.
And then he gets with a supermodel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like.
So this is. I looked this up this morning according to AI Review. Jim Harbaugh. Because my wife and I were actually watching. I had SportsCenter on. And she goes, seven kids, Jesus. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, is that all from the same marriage? I'm like, I think so. But I looked it up. It says he has seven children. According to AI, it says three with his first wife, Mia Harbaugh, and four with his current wife, Sarah Furborn Harbaugh. So I guess he has two kids. Two wives.
Okay. Wow.
Like,
he can do 707.
Two baby mamas.
Who's got it better than him?
Who's got it better than him, dude? Yeah.
It's too wise.
Speaking of horny quarterbacks, Philip Rivers is contemplating a comeback. He is working out with the Colts this morning, and he may be playing for the Colts because they don't have a quarterback.
How old is he?
44. He hasn't played in 5 years. He was about to be eligible for the Hall of Fame.
You know what that means, guys?
So it's
going to reset his entire clock if he plays if he's on the practice squad. Now, I don't know if they're going to use him in practice squad in an emergency situation.
Will Tom Brady be the oldest
first ballot Hall of Famer?
First ballot Hall of Famer.
I have no idea. That's a really random question. I would assume so.
No, maybe no,
George Blanda.
Yeah, okay. So,
but yeah. Philip Rivers worked out with the Colts yesterday. They lost, of course, Daniel Jones. I think Riley Leonard got banged up, too.
He did. He banged up.
And Anthony Richardson busted his eye earlier this year. He took a football to the face, so he hasn't played.
Let's be clear. If you had a choice and they go into the meeting and go, you know, AR, We thinking no. Let's call Phillip Rivers now. If I'm Anthony Richardson, I gotta feel real low right now that you go and get Grandpa and not even giving me a looky loo.
Yep. He is, yeah, he is working out with them, and he has not played since 2020. He was about to be eligible for the first time for the Hall of Fame. And according to Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, Rivers threw the ball well, but the Colts haven't decided if they're going to sign him. Rivers has not determined whether he would play. Yeah, there probably had to be a lot of talk. Is this a good idea? How much do you – also, if I'm Phillip Rivers, made a lot of money in his career.
He's a grandfather.
Is he really?
Yes.
That's a lot of kids. I'm not surprised. Would he be the first grandfather to ever start?
George Blanda. That's all I can think of. He was the oldest guy. Jim Plunkett was old, too.
Well, either way.
Steve DeBerg.
This is crazy because.
Ooh, Steve DeBerg was, yeah.
How old was, and Flacco when he did the thing, what was he, 41 when he came back?
Yeah, Flacco. Well, Flacco just turned 40.
Okay, so he was 38 when he did the Browns thing.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. But he wasn't out for a whole year.
He wasn't out for a whole 5 years.
Yeah. Month.
That's crazy.
Flacco turned 40 this year. He's turning 41.
You think
in January.
Brady's like warming who do they up?
Oh man,
Brady's warming up. Going.
Do you think he calls? Like, if you're Tom Brady and like the Colts who have played well, do you think like would you even venture? No,
because here's the difference between the two.
Owner?
Tom Brady does not have what we call an arm cannon.
Right.
Right. He's very, he's very technique. Mm-hmm. His technique is really good. But Phillip Rivers has a cannon.
Let's not even mention Brady. He's an owner. He can't come back.
Well, he could.
Hey.
Right? Like, yeah. I mean, what would be the – I mean,
wait.
He could only come back for the Raiders is what you're saying?
That's the only way. He can't be an owner and just come back and play.
We've never had this situation. I don't know what the CBA says.
No, you can't own a team and play for
so let me get this straight. If Dwayne Wade decided today.
In the same division? Not in the same division.
If D. Wade decided today he wanted to make a comeback, he could only play for the Jazz?
Yeah, you can't be part owner playing
you
for somebody
can't
else.
Own a team and play for the right. Ops.
Interesting.
That's like, that would be the equivalent to you doing a pregame show with another station.
Let's not do that. That's why I said, unless you're in radio, because the morning host is the play-by-play voice.
Yeah, I mean, you can get exceptions.
Yeah, but that's a Dolphins thing.
Right.
That's not a station thing.
More like a different company.
So maybe
media is not a good – let me just say this. Media is not a good example.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of crossbreeding in media right now. There's a blurred line. Everything's everything.
Let me tell you something. We are whores for the money.
Yeah, media is a terrible example these days.
So like Armando said, you can't work for McDonald's and then also work for Burger King.
I think you could. You mean if you like the CEO or if you were just a drive-thru guy?
Right, you can't be the CEO of McDonald's and then be working drive-thru.
Like, there's got to be people doing Uber Eats and DoorDash at the same time.
I would say Tom Brady wouldn't come back. He making 36. He making more money than he made
played. So this gets back to my point. Okay. My point on Phillip Rivers is, what do you fleece him for? Like,
they're going to give him minimum.
What? I'm not coming back for the minimum.
Yeah.
For 5 years off the couch, I'm going to fleece you.
No.
For a playoff run?
No.
How much?
I'm telling you.
He needs at least $10 million.
No. Yeah, but it's going to be prorated.
No. $10
million
flat. No,
because understand, if they pay him $10 million for 5-6 games,
mm-hmm.
is prorated over the season to count against the cap, I think.
That's tough nuggets.
So you go, no, dude, he's getting minimum.
Who? Phillip Rivers?
Yeah, he's getting minimum.
You're going to have to check the, listen, we're going to have
he's getting minimum.
We're
there's five games left.
You know, I understand.
Six games left?
Yes, yeah, four games left.
Four games left, I give him $500 a game.
You give $500
a game? That's a lot. He ain't going to get that much. He's going to get maybe $200 a game. Oh, you want him to do the Kawhi thing?
Yep.
No. Oh, wait. We have a fake garden company?
Yeah. Dude, there's no way. Think about this.
What? He enjoys football. If you like to play.
5 years? That's crazy
so what?
Talk. Like, is that – then he just wants to get away from the kids. That's it. That's the only reason for this.
Kids. Duh. What
that's I mean, the only reason.
Hell, he might be able to play with one of them.
Oh,
jeez. Could you imagine? They've done it in every other sport. Football's the only sport they haven't done it. Because the Fighting Clay Matthews, they've been in the league for 40 years.
Hmm.
I mean,
that's the only place.
The original Clay Matthews started in the NFL when I was 8 years old.
Jeez.
I played with him. Then there was Bruce.
The only way that would happen would be is if your kid was a receiver, right? And you would have to be like Tom Brady because your kid has to be like 22 to make the league. You can't be like 19 like Bronny.
Right. Well, Noah was Igmanogby was 19, 20.
He wasn't 19. Every time we do this, we make him younger. I think he was 20 turning 21.
No.
Yeah.
No. He just barely when he got drafted, he turned 20 that year.
Okay, so then he was 20, but he wasn't 19.
Okay. Right.
But I'm going to need if I'm the Colts, because here's the thing with the Colts. Like, if you were just doing it on a terrible team, first of all, you wouldn't do this. The Colts are in a desperate spot. They started the season red hot. They were the darling of the league, and the division is slipping away.
They didn't call Phillip Rivers. I bet you Phillip Rivers called them.
No. You think
they called them?
I think Mr. Zersey, probably. I think Carly called them.
Carly called him up?
Yeah.
Hey,
they do
you want to kick the tires on this?
They do some weird stuff, man, the Colts. Ever since they got Andrew Luck the hell out of there and booed him, they've been going through some weird stuff. Keep Jeff Saturday losing. Is the coach.
Keep on losing. Keep
on He's got their picks.
Oh, you got the yeah.
they took a
y'all
piss.
Got a bunch of picks too, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, we got their picks. This 26 and 27.
He's praying on the down. So that's do you want Phillip Rivers? Would you think this is going to be a disaster,
bro? Have you seen their schedule?
No.
It's a murderer's row.
They got Seahawks in Seattle.
Yeesh.
Then they play the Niners.
Oof.
Then they have
is there
the
a Texans,
Texans
in there?
And Jaguars.
Tough. That is tough. That's a tough schedule.
Jacksonville might win that division.
Yes.
Yeah.
Houston might win that division.
But because this guy's leg broke, that's why.
Who?
Daniel Jones.
His leg didn't break. He had already had a broken leg, and then he tore his Achilles.
He messed up his fibula, but he was already playing like Daniel Jones. He was coming back down to earth.
He was hurt, though. Dude.
And you know what they did?
Have you not seen me walk around with a broken fibula?
I understand
that. Not great.
But
it's not great. He's playing football. I was just walking.
But sooner or later, Indianapolis Jones was going to turn into Daniel Jones.
The pumpkin was going to – the carriage into a pumpkin?
Yes. Midnight was going to strike?
Yes. Boom.
But we all said that about, like, Sam Bradford.
So we
said that about Baker Mayfield.
So this guy's going to go up. Let me just – so this scenario is a 44-year-old man is going to leave his 10 children and his wife to go play – the 12th man.
He gonna spend all of his money getting his family tickets.
We all know what he's going to say.
And grandkids, let's forget. He got not only his immediate family.
He talked to the Almighty, and the Almighty told him to do this. That's what you know he's gonna say.
He said, I just bought some new bolo ties, baby.
You know, he's gonna say God led him to this. So
it's
gonna happen.
All right. I hear you. I'm just, like, thinking,
But you're so close to the Hall of Fame. Do you really want to mess that up?
That's crazy. Well, maybe he doesn't think he's getting in.
Oh, he's getting in.
He's getting in.
I don't know.
Was he top five in passing?
I don't know about that.
Yeah. We talk about he's from a – he slung it.
I don't know if he's getting in, dude.
Where is he?
Let's see. Phillip Rivers, seventh.
Top 10?
He's top 10.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Matthew Stafford's going to pass him pretty soon.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. You think he's getting in?
421 top touchdowns.
First.
421
first
touchdowns.
Ballot?
Where? How many? Where's 420? Six.
He passed Marino.
Six.
Yeah, but it's different time and age. Different day and age.
It don't. I'm telling you, we live in a world right now where people just go look at the numbers. They don't put it in context. They don't do that.
You think Phillip Rivers? You think he's getting on the first ballot?
We can honestly say this right now. Dan Marino was one of the best, purest passing quarterbacks we've ever seen, ever.
Yeah.
Okay, but nowadays they go look at the numbers and not acknowledge the fact that the game has changed.
Okay, but at one point he was what? I mean, he was these guys, like how many guys passed Marino
I don't care what
in this
point,
era?
I don't care what point of football we're in. That will always be he is one of the purest, best passers to ever play the game.
Yeah, but wasn't Dan Marino like, what was he, number when he was done? Like
one.
He was number one. Right. So, like, you're not going to, like, it's not like, oh my God, all of a sudden he's 10. Like, the league changed.
Right, but I'm saying a lot of people are just going to look at the numbers. They're not going to look at the league and the way the league, because guess what? When we look at players now, we just look at the numbers. We don't look at how the game has changed and how much easier
you think
it
Matt
is
Ryan's
to do
a Hall
that
of Famer?
Now.
He won MVP. They're right next to each other.
Ooh, yeah.
Vlad. We'll take a break.
Can I put Philip Rivers in without Matt Ryan, or
yes,
Matt Ryan
can.
Without Philip? Okay,
you can put.
I don't
Phillip
know
if Philip
Rivers. Well, I'll tell you this.
Philip
I don't
Rivers
think
had more division titles. He went to the postseason more than Matt Ryan.
Yeah, the team was stacked, dude. I mean, that team was stacked. One of the best running backs of
his
era.
So was the Steelers, and Terry Bradshaw's in the Hall of Fame.
He didn't choke a
4 championships, though.
Philip never choked a 28-3 lead. He came back. Mm-hmm. He came back.
That was coaching, though.
He came back after winning a playoff game, had surgery on Tuesday, and played the AFC.
All I'm saying, but Philip Rivers never won MVP, right?
No.
I don't believe so.
I don't think
no.
he did.
No. No.
He had LaDainian. You couldn't win MVP with LaDainian.
So all I'm saying is, like, Matt Ryan has, he's got only.
He had Julio Jones.
There's 700 yards difference between them.
That's what I'm saying. Now I have to pause.
All right, we'll take a break. Well, obviously, maybe he doesn't think he's getting in, and that's why he doesn't care about delaying it. Or he doesn't think he's getting in on the first ballot, right? Like,
he might not be first ballot.
Yeah, so if
Eli
you didn't, care about first ballot, maybe you'd punt on it a little bit.
But then you wait another 5 years?
Yeah, you're like, yeah, what are you? I'm a grandpa at 44. I got lots of life.
So you're going to be a great grandpa at 54?
Yeah, I'm here at, I'm here 60. I'm a great grandpa.
I wonder if they do like that USA insurance. Like, my dad played in the league. Grandpa played in the league. I can get insurance.
What if he comes in and he balls out, and then all of a sudden we have a Joe Flacco situation where he just sticks around for another 2 years?
I'm telling you, guys like Joe Flacco and Philip Rivers, they can come out and sling it for a couple of weeks.
Well, you do know Daniel Jones is out for at least a year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So
no, they ain't bringing him back. Dude, they ain't bringing him back.
Damage is done.
What if he goes crazy?
But they can't find a quarterback.
What if he goes crazy in these next 4 games?
Dude, let me explain something to you. When you get older, you get that energy for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then, same thing happened with Joe Flacco. What did I tell you?
Maybe they need
he to. When the season starts, he's going to throw for 400. He's going to throw for 400. He's going to light him up. And then he's going to get tired.
Sounds like next year they might want to trade for a quarterback who might flourish indoors. Doesn't have to deal with the elements.
I mean, I guess. You know? I mean, like.
And has a running game to play.
Yeah, exactly. Just throwing it out.
No
names. Just
I would say one of the things that terrifies me about the NFL is teams that just think they could find another quarterback anywhere. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they spend the next 10 years. Look at Cleveland. Spend the next 20 years trying to find a quarterback. I don't want to be there.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah! Where's John Cena? What is, he's done, Vlad? Where are we at with John Cena's career?
This Saturday.
This Saturday's night. It?
Yes. But however, he did sign a 5-year deal with the WWE to be the ambassador.
Oh,
he's
okay.
So
that means that periodically he will not gonna jump in the ring and smash somebody's head.
Yeah, he may do that, but as far as wrestling, Saturday night versus Gunther is his last match.
Can I tell you something?
What do
I think he's a better actor than The Rock. I think he's a better actor. Yeah, I like Peacemaker. Anything he's in, I'm like, I like John Cena.
I like John. He has like a...
He picks the
Comedic, serious kind of, you know what I mean?
Yes, you're right. He has a note, Vlad. Like he plays one note, but he plays it well.
Okay.
The Rock.
I give a guy credit.
The Rock
for broadening. Like he's broadened his acting. But guess what? As great as The Rock is, the best wrestling actor is Dave Bautista.
He is very good. He's good. He's good.
I still prefer John Cena. Sorry.
He's like, all he does every movie.
You're talking about that.
You
got to
get one.
The Guardians.
Yeah. He goes, I'm going to be very quiet. You can't even see me. as he's chewing. Now, he is probably, a lot of his roles are funnier than all the other guys' roles. But, yeah.
Are you were you happy with John Cena's last ride this year, Vlad, where he was bad guy and then they just said, never mind?
I wanted the bad guy to go a little bit longer. Pause. I think it was that messed up because of The Rock's schedule. I think The Rock and Cena were supposed to be.
What did he have? The UFC movie? The Smashing Machine?
Well, The Smashing Machine, which is getting.
I haven't seen that, by the way.
He got a Golden Globe nomination.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Still got to see it. Is it available streaming yet?
It's good. It's pretty good.
I gotta check that out.
If you're not going in there thinking like The Rock gonna be, you know, like action hero Rock, he took this role serious. It was pretty good, but they were supposed to do something with The Rock and Cena, and both of their schedules kind of messed up, so they decided to turn him back face. And you know, it's been all right. I mean, put it this way: you only have a certain amount of dates because of his schedule.
You're right, dude.
Jason Pierre-Paul returning to Tampa.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's what.
How many guys? Did I miss the memo?
Wait. You gave the same reaction I did.
Is it like, is the 2017 Pro Bowl just coming back this week? Is like, what's going on here?
Or is there no, like, all the young talent that's supposed to be in the league and all the practice squads, you can't find somebody?
Nobody's calling Deion Jordan. Just asking. No.
No.
I don't know. Mm-mm. Whew. That's crazy. Hey, by the way, we got tickets to give away.
Yeah?
Yep. Right. Mike Tyson is bringing his Return to the Mike show to Hard Rock this Sunday. So if you guys want to go see stories and more from Iron Mike, be listening to our show. We will give away a pair of tickets. We had Iron Mike on the show. He was a delight. We got him on a really good day.
Hey, let me tell you. It's like opening up a Christmas present.
Yep.
You never know what you're going to get. Are you going to get candy or coal?
Well, if you guys don't win the tickets today, you guys can get them at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. That's a lot of slashes. I would also just go Seminole Hard Rock Hotel, Google Mike Tyson. I'm sure you could get your tickets there too. Like that would probably help. But anyway, if you guys want to win those tickets, and you guys want to see Mike Tyson in his Return to the Mike show at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood December 14th, You guys listen to our show. We'll give away a pair of tickets before the end of today's program. Take a break. Miami Heat. 15 minutes of heat. We got a cup game tonight. Back after this.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
15 minutes of heat here for you, brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Miami Heat got NBA Cup action tonight against the Orlando Magic.
Is everybody in?
It sounds like we got a full slate today, and maybe Drew Smith might be out.
Can I just tell you? Already, I'm sensing a problem.
Do tell.
I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say it, and it's not what I think of a player or what I think of a situation. But it seems like when they try to incorporate Tyler, they sometimes it's clunky. And I don't know if you can afford that. And I don't know what the fix is.
Well, to be fair, I mean, they missed the last couple and they didn't play very good without him.
Right.
You know?
Well, but then who else did they missed a couple guys.
The last game against the Kings, which was a horrid embarrassment. They didn't have Davion, they didn't have Pella.
Now, I'm going to say this. And I know a lot of people might not agree with this. But the guy you need the most is Davion.
Oh, I don't disagree with that. He's been incredible.
He is the fire starter. He is the lockdown guy. He is the deterrent. He is all those things. And every now and then he might hit a couple of threes.
Head of the
snake. that's not why he's there. And those guys feed off of his energy.
Mm-hmm.
When he's not playing, they look very like blah.
I don't disagree with you. I think he's been the catalyst for a lot of what they do.
So, if he's playing, are we thinking that regardless of what the combination is, that because he's playing, it's going to work out? Because he is
I think the guy he's just so unselfish, and he's just all about setting everybody up. Like, I don't think he's ever going to be a deterrent for either guy that he's with. And it does feel like, at least the way that they started the last time around with Tyler, is that they will start the three guards with Wiggins at the four and Bam at the five, and then Tyler's out pretty quickly, like in 4 minutes, and then he's going to set up to go in with the second unit. So it's kind of a token thing to keep him starting.
Or if we get one of these, because you know if that game starts off crappy.
Mm-hmm.
No!
Well, and also this is a game, like, they lost the big news out of this one. Franz is out. Franz is a badly busted ankle.
Can I just say something to Alejandro Solana?
What do you say?
Stop calling him Franz.
He calls him Franz?
Yes. Franz.
Why?
Because he's Solana.
But that's not his name.
He calls them friends. Go listen.
Hmm.
I was in the car and I'm like, are you bleeping kidding
friends?
Me? Friends.
He plays for Germany.
Friends.
He couldn't be more Franz.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Huh.
Friends.
Well, Bam Adebayo, this was him yesterday. This was him on the NBA Cup. He's a nice little breakup in the regular season.
Yeah, because it definitely, you know, I take every game serious, but, you know, I know NBA has this sort of like dry season. I feel like it's good for us. You know, it gives us something else to compete for. Not just regular season wins. It's more, you know, a middle of the season cup. And, you know, guys can look forward to that.
All right. 6 o'clock is your game time tonight. Both these teams 14-10 on the year, but the Magic have beat the Heat twice. Orlando's a point and a half favorite.
And then they beat them twice by a total of what, 4 points?
Yeah, very close games.
Yeah.
So that's why they're a point and a half favorite tonight.
And then tonight at 8:30, the Knicks are in Toronto for their quarterfinals. Knicks are 4.5-point road favorites. That's a good game too. These are good cup games.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the West Coast tomorrow, you got not West Coast, but the Western Conference, Suns Thunder.
Phoenix Suns?
Phoenix been playing
good. Yeah, Phoenix playing good.
Kind of good.
No Booker though.
Kind of good.
So Suns Thunder, and then oh my God, they're 23-1.
I know. OKC.
They won. You saw what they did to Portland
without Shea? What did they do?
They blew him out by like 30.
Oh my God.
It
was it Portland or Utah?
It was Portland in Portland.
The crazy thing about this is this is probably the most frightening thing about OKC. Most of their team is under 30. So they're just getting into their prime.
And they're getting the Clippers first round pick.
Right.
That's insane.
And the Clippers are terrible.
I'm looking at it right now. This is like, you know what it is? It's like a classic like college football team that gets to feast on like a mid-major. Because I'm looking at their bench.
It's just like Gonzaga playing out west.
Yeah, I'm looking at their bench and like everybody on their bench has double-digit points in this game. Like Chet and Jalen Williams did their thing, but they each had 25. But then the bench is like 14, 13, 11, 19 points. I'm like, geez Louise.
Right.
Crazy. Jesus.
And 10:30 is what? Lakers, Spurs?
Nurkic is on the Jazz, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. Lakers and Spurs. I think Wembanyama is getting close, isn't he? So he might be, I think he might be creeping back.
They didn't play last night.
Well, they're playing the Pelicans, though. You're not going to. You wanna,
they lost, right? They almost lost.
They almost lost. Derek Queen had a really good game.
Yeah, he's the first center to ever have a 30, as a center, to have a 30-point triple-double as a rookie.
Let's see. Really?
Yeah, I just read it. I just made that up.
No, listen. I thought that because
I'm shocked he's saying something positive about Mr. Queen.
What?
Mr. Queen. You know why?
Nah, it says he's still out. He's still out. That sucks.
He's still out.
That sucks.
Yeah, I'm shocked you're saying good things about Mr. What? Queen and his size.
Why?
Because of his size.
Portly.
And listen.
But he's young.
Hey, he ain't got his. I'm going to tell you this, Vlad, a lot of players come into the league. I came into the league, and I looked a little portly, right? It's just the way my body was. I didn't weigh a whole lot, but it just looked that way. As I got a couple of off seasons in me where I ain't worrying about school and whatever, and all I was doing was working out and playing football, then I got my man body.
Schmeathan says this cup nonsense faker than the CFP committee. I don't get it. I'll tell you one thing. the tiebreakers, all that stuff was mind-numbing. Even Eric Spoelstra was like, I was exhausted. I was watching the game. I didn't know if we were in or out. I couldn't tell. Somebody let me know. But we'll see. I want to see. If the Heat's in Vegas, obviously that'll be kind of cool. I will say.
Heat Knicks.
That'd be fun.
Heat Knicks in Vegas, be fun. And then you get Lakers Thunder in the other in the opposite round.
Be fun.
NBA be happy. Prime would be happy.
Didn't OKC lose the cup last year?
They
lost.
Did to Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, right.
Eric Spoelstra said something yesterday about the team's defense. He was talking about the Ware-Bam pairing.
Hold on. Did he get all
dude
Mike McDaniel on us?
Yes. And I got to tell you,
if he didn't win all them damn championships, we would be saying the same stuff.
You have to listen to this quote and tell me what you think about this, because I thought this was a crazy quote from him when he was talking about Bam Adebayo.
He does Mike McDaniel. He's basketball Mike McDaniel. Or I should say Mike McDaniel is football Spo.
Bam is really the guy that anchors everything for us defensively. I've said it to the team. We would be an incredible defensive team if Bam could defend the pick and roll with the fives. But if he could also be on the weak side, being the weak side defender at the same time, I don't think that's possible, to split him and have him guard two areas at once. We would also be really good if Davion could guard the ball and then also guard who they bring up on a switch. So I'm trying to figure out how to make those things happen. In the meantime, we have the ability to improve across the board and commit to that. And it's the same with that pairing.
So is he saying they're really good or the other guys suck?
No, he was taking a shot at his team.
Well, he said he told the team, he goes, you know what would be great? If you were all Bam. And I was like, wait, you told that to the team? Like, two Bams, two Davions. That's a good defense.
He said we could split them.
Yeah. I'm like,
Davion's already slight.
He's also already running all over the place like a crazy person.
I mean, but he's tiny.
I heard that. I'm like, wait a minute. I understand what you're saying.
No, you don't.
But
no,
also,
you don't.
But I'll
stop. Stop trying to be, because you
I'm
like smoke.
High as a kite, Yogi.
You, no way in hell you know what the hell he's talking about.
I understand. Ideally, no. He's like, you would like two Bams. We'd all like two Bams. We'd all like two Davions.
You know what this is? You want to talk about ring protection? This is ring protection.
That's three times.
Because let me tell you something. If Mike McDaniel would have said that about any player, Tobin would have flipped out.
So I need to know this. Is this energy transfer from sitting so close to Spoelstra at Heat game when he sits right next to the Heat bench that Mike McDaniel's aura is starting to infiltrate.
Like they hang out too much?
I just don't know. Maybe he's just, when during a timeout, he's looking at Spo and he's trying to, think the same thing as Spo. And this is why Spo was talking like him. Because that made absolutely no sense. Hey, why did he just say, look, I got two great defenders. The rest of them aren't that good. I wish they all could.
That's basically what he said.
That's basically what he said. And
no, I'm with you.
So what if you're Wiggins?
Yeah, that's a shot at Wiggins.
I thought he got a drive-by.
What about Kalel? As much as we praise Kalel, now you just threw him under the bus. So I consider Wiggins one of the best two-way players in the league.
He said that recently.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then you threw him under the bus.
Say, I need two. You're good. Bam Adebayo. You're good, but I'd rather have two Bams and two Davions.
Davions, they would pick and roll him to death.
Oh, but we would fight through so many screens. There'd be like people would foul out because he'd just fight through all the screens.
Oh my goodness, he gets two or three of those.
You know what's sad about Davion? He would be perfect for the Riley era Heat.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's a menace. But I just thought, I was like, wait, it wasn't that he said it to the media.
Can I ask you this? How many times did you listen to that?
Oh, six or seven.
Because I just picture you chopping up the sound.
Right.
And going, wait, what?
I saw the quote yesterday first on Anthony Chang's Twitter, and it was like, I thought that had to be a joke. But then I'm like, he doesn't sound like he's joking. He sounds like, but the part of the clip that makes me the happiest about this wackiness that he's saying is, I told the team, which means he was at one point in a meeting watching the film, and he just goes, What's wrong, Spo? I just wish we had two Bams. What? Yeah, that'd be great. You know, it would be solving if we had two Bams. That'd be great. I was like, what? You're right. Sorry. And two Davions. And Norman Powell and Tyler Hero and Andrew Wiggins are like, Jesus. What?
I mean, I guess Tyler can understand that comment. Norman Powell, not so much. And Wiggins, that's a shot, bro.
I mean, like, Powell's defense is okay, but he's got a bigger body than Tyler.
Yeah.
He tries.
Okay.
He's not what he was in Toronto.
And by the way, Tyler, stop stretching your arms out like you're playing lockdown deep. Like,
he comes up with some steals every once in a while.
Well, no, it's literally stealing. You know why? Because he goes and gets the other guy when he's guarded by someone else. Stealing from his guy.
Off ball. Yeah, on ball. You might be better off just like putting this water bottle right there on the court and just be like,
right.
Take a break. It's a regular old second hour is up next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.